have some seniors from the Mexico Bulldogs football team here. Quite the run that you guys had this year, deep playoff run. We're going to start off with Connor Johnson. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Just wanted to kind of talk to you guys a little bit about this big run. You kind of had the whole community talking about you. Did you have some favorite moments during the season or some big plays that you really enjoyed that you could tell us about this morning?
Yeah, definitely the Blair Oaks game. It was a really big statement win for us. Everyone thought that we were going to go in there and lose, and, you know, we came out with the win.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, anybody that you want to thank during the season or after the season that kind of helped you along during the football season?
Yeah, definitely all my teammates, you know, coming in as a first-year guy really took me in as a family, and then all my coaches in the community for coming behind us. It was a great season.
Very nice. Any funny moments you can share on these long bus rides that you had to Seneca and into St. Louis?
Probably nothing we can talk about on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Very nice. All right. We'll bring in Mr. Jaden Hatfield. He wore number 10 on the field, fullback, and also a linebacker. Had a really nice season. Some of your favorite moments during the year?
Oh, man. I'd say probably the ride to Seneca. That was a great time. And we got to stay in a hotel. That was a crazy experience.
Yeah, making the never stayed
in a hotel before. It was the first time.
Right on. Did you guys get room service?
No, I did not.
No room service. Anybody you want to thank that helped you along during the season, supported you?
Thank you to all the coaches, especially Coach Grubb. Started me as a sophomore. I don't know why, but you know they believed in me.
Right on. Well, I want to say congratulations to you on the great season. We're going to kind of switch out. We're going to bring in a couple of more seniors in here. And join us on the mic right now is Mr. Michael White. You know, I kind of wrote down a few memories, too, from the season. And one game in particular for you, the 5 touchdowns. That was against Blair Oaks in the district championship game. One of my favorite moments. But you had a great season. Any favorite moments for you, Michael?
Yeah, the Blair Oaks game. People thought we was going to go in and lose, but we got it done.
And anybody you want to thank supporting you over the season that helped you out a little bit?
Coach Hague and Coach Grubb, yeah. Coach Grubb been on me since freshman year, and he got me through the whole year, and Coach Hague.
Right on. It was a quick turnaround for you because you went right into basketball right after the football season was done. You were starting last night. You adjusting back to basketball now?
Yeah, trying to. Yeah.
Very nice. Congratulations. Any funny moments from you that you could share with us over the season? Any funny moments on the long bus rides?
Oh, like Connor said, can't talk.
Can't talk about it. Okay, we respect that. Right on. Deacon Hague coming in right now. And Deacon, you wore number 63. You are number 63 on the Bulldogs football team. And, you know, one thing that I wrote down and I still remember was you recovering that punt and going into the end zone for the touchdown. Was that one of your favorite moments?
Absolutely. I mean, it has to be. It's a rare opportunity and – I mean, not a lot of people get to experience it, and I'm glad I did. So. Yeah,
and it was on senior night, too, against Mobley.
I know, but, I mean, kind of got outshined by Anthony Shivers, who had an amazing game that game. So, but it was a surreal experience, and, I mean, that kid showed me down the track. I mean, I was going to show him the hands, but,
yeah.
I mean, if I went back to the sideline, I would be scared of what my dad would do rather than what I did to the kid, so.
I can understand that for sure. Do you have any funny moments that you can share with us this morning?
Bus rides, of course, and then me and Jaden have this game on our phone, and every game we would say, well, they're going to try to beat us in football, but they definitely can't beat us on this game.
Right,
so
right.
We kind of had that mentality. You can't beat us in both of these things. So
hey, refuse to lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, thank you, guys. We're going to switch out, and we're going to bring in now sitting down is going to be Mr. Jaron Early and Javon Mahaney. We'll start off with you, Jaron. Congratulations on the nice season.
Thanks.
And, you know, some of your favorite moments from this year.
Probably the Blair Oaks game. We proved everybody wrong, and they thought we were going to lose.
Were you amazed at how much the community supported the football team as this run kept going on?
Yeah, it was amazing that all of them came out to the playoff games and how much they supported us.
Yeah, no doubt. Anybody you want to thank this morning?
My coaches, my teammates.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, congratulations. Javon Mahaney, number 74, coming up in here. Offensive line, defensive line. Anybody that you want to thank this morning throughout the season that supported you?
Just the coaches for giving me a chance. I want to thank my mom because I didn't feel like playing at first, but she convinced me to. Yeah.
Are you glad you did?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Any favorite moments for you? Any particular games that you have in mind from this great season?
Just the Blair Oaks game because a lot of people thought we would lose and we blew them out. So, I mean, we proved everyone wrong, and they really saw how good of a team we were.
No doubt about it. Any funny moments that you could talk about this morning? Nobody else wants to say anything. What happens in Seneca stays in Seneca.
I don't think I can talk about all this.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, guys, I thank you guys for coming in this morning, taking a little time out with us, and congratulations on the great season.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. And Mexico Bulldogs football team, 10 wins this season, matched a school record in wins. In a deep playoff run, they were our live guests this morning on the AM 1340 KXEO MI Wake Morning Show.